Food delivery is one of those New York City essentials. We want it fast, hot, and fresh. But WNYC's Alec Hamilton says our feelings about the vehicle that usually delivers that food are a little more complicated.
If you've ordered Chinese food delivery lately, chances are it arrived on an electric bike.
Yeah, let's see if I get a quarter real quick.
Over the past decade, the bikes have really caught on, especially among Chinese delivery workers. On the Upper West Side, on a frigid recent evening, motorized bike after motorized bike slid by silently on the street. Most of them look just like regular banged-up mountain bikes, except for the metal box on the frame holding the motor. On Columbus Avenue, Vito Echevarria says he doesn't think highly of the bikes or their riders.
I know they got a job to do, but, you know, they don't follow the traffic rule. They just go any which way. You know what I mean? Number of times they come close or actually do run down pedestrians. I mean, it happens.
The bikes are illegal, and to some degree they have been for a long time. But the laws governing them used to be really confusing. And as a result, they became as much a part of the city landscape as pigeons and pushcarts. For instance, the state allowed some electric bikes to operate, as long as they couldn't go faster than 15 miles an hour. But since there's no way to know by looking at a bike how fast it can go, police never really enforced that law. Then the city council decided the best thing to do was just ban the bikes outright. Jessica Lappin, a councilwoman from the Upper East Side at the time, explained her rationale when she introduced an earlier version of the law 2 years ago.
I see them going 25, 30 miles an hour, wrong way down a one-way street, on the sidewalk, disobeying traffic laws. And if they hit somebody at that speed, they could kill them.
The ban went into effect in November. Police don't break down collision data around electric bikes, so it's hard to know how much of a danger they really pose. But delivery workers say the ban is hard on them. Many are older immigrants who rely on electric bikes to keep up with the physically demanding work. Jason Se is 52. An electric bike allowed him to work two jobs, clocking 60 hours a week, making around $4,000 a month. But because of the ban, he switched to a regular bicycle.
Yeah, so I can't do the two jobs because I'm very, very tired every day.
He dropped one of his jobs, but now he earns just under half of what he did before. He says the law treats delivery people like criminals. When enforcement happens, it can be disruptive. Chi Chai Wang had his bike confiscated by police in January, right in the middle of making a delivery.
The police stopped me at the 88th Street.
He's speaking through an interpreter. He hands me a property invoice the police gave him as they took his bike.
They say you cannot use electric bike.
Wang, who is also 52, had to walk his delivery the rest of the way.
No motorbike, nothing.
He went to the precinct to retrieve his bike, but was told he won't be able to get it back until a court hearing later this month. That will have left him without a bike to deliver on for more than 2 months. The Chinese Staff and Workers Association, a labor rights group, is gathering signatures on a petition to repeal the law.
We see it as a public health issue.
Organizer Jay Fong says most delivery workers are low income and not well represented politically.
Many delivery workers have been, you know, hit by cars in the past, and it's very often difficult to ride extended hours.
But from the point of view of a pedestrian, enforcement looks very haphazard. On a Tuesday around lunchtime, half a block from the 20th precinct, I counted 6 electric bikes on a single block. I guess people still want their food delivered hot. For WNYC, I'm Alec Hamilton.